Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, see that glorious banner go, brothers and sisters. Go on, come soon, Yeshua HaMashiach. All right. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this is the 200th Word for Word show today. The show is for Monday. It is the 20th of March. Today is a Shabbat, and tomorrow is Shabbat because it is Abib 1. Starts at sundown today, and that is the first of the month of greening, Abib. This is a double Sabbath this week. Monday and Tuesday are both Shabbat days. This occurs every year. So there you go. We're coming into the new year. That begins at sundown tonight. So happy Hebrew New Year to all my Israelite brothers and sisters. And before we get into chapter 24 of the book of Ezekiel, I want to again do the promo for the beautiful calendar that Eurofolk Radio is offering. Brother Hebert of North Carolina put it together on heavy colored paper. The gloss paper, and they printed on it, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It's got the solar calendar dates, which are the Hebrew dates, as well as the Gregorian dates for the standard American or English calendar. And that way you don't get lost, you know, exactly when the feast days are, because we've got Passover coming up, beginning on the evening, that Sunday evening of April 2nd. Got Passover and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And a glorious time will be had by all. I will have shows pre-recorded all the way through because I'm going to Passover. As we do every year, Eli will be there and all the crew. We'll have a wonderful time here in Kentucky. We are very observant of the feast days and gather at least twice a year. We do Passover and we do the Feast of Tabernacles every year. So you want to get your calendar in time for that. If you would like a copy of this calendar, and a lot of people are ordering them because they're heavy duty and they're absolutely beautiful, click on the donate button at the top of the EFR page, and please send a donation of $20 or more. And when you click on that button, please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar rapidly. So there's that little promo. It's going to help EFR, and it's going to help you too. So that's the main thing. So let's get started in chapter 24 of the book of Ezekiel, which is his Hebrew name. And they call him Ezekiel in English. This is show number 200. Let's get started. This is all about the boiling pot. Verse 1. In the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, and here's verse 2, and you can reference 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 1, and Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 4. Son of Adam, write the name of this day, this very day. The king of Babel leaned, 5564, that's as laid siege, against Jerusalem this very day. Verse 3. And speak a parable to the rebellious house. Parable is 4912. And speak is 4911. To the rebellious house, that's of Yehuda, and say to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh. Set on, 8239, as set on a fire. Set on a pot, 5518. Set it on, and also pour water into it. Verse 4, gather pieces, 5409, that's in meat is implied, into it. Every good piece, the thigh, 3409, and shoulder, 3802, fill it with the choicest, 4005, bones, 6106. Verse 5, take up from the choicest of the flock, and heap up, 1754, also the bones underneath. Boil, 7570, it well, 7571. 7570 and 7571 both mean boil. And when you use them back to back like that, it's an emphatic usage and it equates boil well. Boil it well and seethe, 1310, the bones in the midst. Verse 6. Wherefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, woe to the bloody city, that's Jerusalem, to the pot whose rust, 2457, is in it, whose rust has not gone out of it. Empty, 3318, it piece by piece. This next section is unclear in the Hebrew. No lot, 1486, has fallen on it. We're not quite sure what that means there. Nobody's claimed it, perhaps. Pardon me. Verse 7, because blood is in the midst of it, she placed it upon the bare top, 6706, of a rock. 5553, she did not pour it upon the ground to cover it over with dust. Whenever you slaughter something, you're supposed to pour the blood out. You're not supposed to eat with the blood. Verse 8. So it raises up my fury to avenge vengeance. And avenge is 5358 and vengeance is 5359. I set her blood upon the bare top of a rock so it may not be covered. It's there for all to see. Verse 9. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile of wood, 4071, great, 1431. Really make it hot. Verse 10. Heap on, 7235 is increased greatly. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, complete the cooking, 8552, of the flesh. Mix 7543 the spices 4841 and let the bones be charred 2787. Verse 11. Set it empty 7386 upon the coals 1513 so that the bronze of it 5178 becomes hot 2552 and char the filthy mass 2932 so it melts within it and the rust is consumed 8552. Now rust would be considered corrosion of the metal. Verse 12, she is wearied 3811 of toil 8383. Her great rust did not go forth from her. Her rust shall be in the fire. That's a corruption of the pure metal. Verse 13. For your uncleanness and unchastity, because I have cleansed you, but you were not cleansed. You will not be cleansed from your uncleanness anymore until my fury is as rest with you. In other words, until his fury is satisfied. Verse 14. I, Yahweh, have spoken. It shall come to pass. I will act. I will not refrain, 6544, nor will I pity, 2347, nor will I change my mind, 5162, according to your ways and according to your deeds, 5949. They shall judge you, declares the Lord Yahweh. Now we come to the death of Ezekiel's wife. Let me get a hit of coffee before I launch into this next one. While it's still hot. Verse 15. The word of Yahweh came to me saying, verse 16, son of Adam, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with a blow, 4046, and the desire of his eyes is his loved one. You shall not lament, 5594, nor weep, 1058, nor shall your tears, 1832, come. Verse 17. Be silent, 1826, to groaning, 602, make no mourning, that's 60, for the dead. Bind your turban upon you, put your sandals upon your feet, do not cover your mustache, 8222, and do not eat the food of men. That's food brought by friends wishing to comfort the widower. Verse 18. And at evening my wife died, and in the morning I did as I was commanded when I spoke to the people in the morning. Verse 19. The people said to me, will you not tell us what these things are to us, that you act so? Verse 20. I said to them, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 21. Speak to the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride, 1347, of your strength, 5797, the desire, 4261, of your eyes, and your souls, 5315, it can mean a number of things, compassion, 4263. and your daughters and your sons and daughters whom you left behind, 5,800, shall fall by the sword. Verse 22. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your mustache nor eat the food of men. Your turban shall be upon your heads and your sandals upon your feet. You shall not lament or weep. But you shall pine away, 4743, because of your iniquities, and groan one man toward another. And that's 251 that has the meaning of brother and kinship. But here it is used idiomatically. This Yechezkel, speaking of Ezekiel, is a sign to you, 4159. All that he has done, you shall do. I need to change something here. There we go. All that he has done you shall do, and you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. Verse 25. And you, son of Adam, shall it not be in the day I take away from them their stronghold, 4581, and that refers to the fortified city of Jerusalem, their joy, 4885, and glory, 8597, that refers to Yahweh's temple. The desire of their eyes and the uplifting, 4853, of their hearts, or their beings, 5315, their sons and their daughters. Verse 26, he that escapes, 6412, will come to you in that day to cause you to hear it with your ears. Cause you to hear is 2045. Verse 27. On that day your mouth shall be open to he that escaped, and you shall speak, and no longer be bound speechless. And you shall be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Now this is similar to when Yahweh told Aharon not to mourn when Nadab and Abihu brought unclean fire to Yahweh's altar and he slew them. And the people of Jerusalem were to follow Ezekiel's example and not mourn for his wife. They shouldn't mourn for anything else either. All that would happen would be Yahweh's just punishment, as it was with the sons of Aharon. They were in apostasy, they were doing evil, and they were going to be sternly punished. And a lot of people were going to die. Yahweh had had enough. Same way with what's coming here. Now here's chapter 25. These are proclamations against Israel's enemies. And verses 1 through 7, you can reference Jeremiah 49, verses 1 through 6, Ezekiel 21, verses 28 through 32, Amos chapter 1, verses 13 through 15, and Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. This is proclamation against the Ammonites, verse 1. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of Adam, set your face against the children of Ammon, and prophesy against them. Say to the children of Ammon, Hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. Thus saith the Lord Yahweh. Because you said, Aha, 1889, against my sanctuary, 4720, that's his holy house, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolated, 8074, and that's and against the house of Yehuda when it went into captivity, 1473, verse 4. Behold, therefore I will give you to the children of Kedem, that means the children of the tribes of the east, and the land of Canaan, for a possession. And they shall set their encampment among you, and put their dwellings among you. They shall eat your fruit and drink your milk. Verse 25. I will make Rabbah, 7237, an abode, 5116, for camels, 1581. And the children of Ammon, a resting place, 4769. For flocks, 6629. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 6. Because thus says the Lord Yahweh. Because you have clapped the palms of your hands together and stamped with your feet and rejoiced within you with all your spite, 7589. Against the land of Israel, behold, I will stretch out my hand upon you, and I will give you to the nations for booty. 9:5-7. And I will cut you off from the people, and I will cause you to perish from the countries. I will destroy you. 8:0-4:5. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. The Ammonites really angered him, and they were enemies of Israel, and even though they emanated from Lot, they were children of incest and were cursed. Well, that kills the coffee. It was getting cool anyway. Verse 8. This is against Moab. And verses 8 through 11, you can reference Isaiah 15, verses 1 through 16, 14. That's 15:1 through 16:14. And chapter 25, verses 10 through 12. The book of Jeremiah 48, verses 1 through 47. The book of Amos, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Verse 8 of 25. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because Moab and Seir, 8165, that's the land of Edom, say, behold, the house of Yehuda is like all the nations. Okay. Verse 9, therefore, I will open, 6605, the shoulder, 3802, as open on one side for an invasion. I will open the shoulder of Moab from the cities, on his extremities, 7097, that's his far borders. The glory of the country, Beth Hayeshemoth, 1020, that means house of the desert, Baal Meon, 1186, that means Baal of Meon, as a place of worship of Baal, and Kiryathayim, 7156, that means double city. That's a plural form of 7151, Kiryah. Verse 10. to the children of Kedem, that's the children of the east, with the children of Ammon, and will give them as a possession, that the children of Ammon may not be remembered among the nations. That Kedem and the captive Ammonites would invade, and the Ammonites would eventually be absorbed as a people. And just, that's it. They will no longer be around. The same way with the distinct seed of Cain, that's Cain, when they mingled among all the Canaanites, and they disappeared as a distinct group of people that they once were. They were absorbed. And the Cainy, Q-E-N-I-Y, disappeared. Here's a proclamation against Edom. In chapter 25, verses 12 through 14, you can reference Isaiah 34, verses 5 through 17, and chapter 63, verses 1 through 6. And Jeremiah 49, verses 7 through 22, Ezekiel 35, verses 1 through 15, Amos 1, verses 11 and 12, Obadiah, the whole thing, and Malachi 1, verses 2 through 5. Verse 12, this is another prophet prophesying against Edom again. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because Edom has dealt against the house of Yehudah by avenging vengeance and has committed lasting wrong, that's 816, doubled, by taking vengeance upon them, verse 13, therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will also stretch out my hand upon Edom, and I will cut off Adam and Beast. Now, Adam is the white people, and Beast is two-legged beasts. And I will make it become desolate from Teman, and he was the grandson of Esau, and a northern district of Edom was named after him. And those of Dedan, 17:19, shall fall by the sword. Now, Dedan was the son of Raamah, grandson of Cush, and a tribe on the Persian Gulf, same as the Sabaeans. 14, and I will put my vengeance, 53:60, upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, declares the Lord Yahweh. And now we go into a proclamation against the Philistines, the Pelishti. And verses 15 through 17, you can reference Isaiah chapter 14, verses 29 through 31, Jeremiah chapter 47, verses 1 through 7, Joel chapter 3, verses 4 through 8, Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, and Zechariah chapter 9, verses 5 through 7. Verse 15. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because the Pelishti, that's the Philistines, 64:30, have dealt revenge and avenged vengeance with a spiteful heart to do destruction for continual enmity. Verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will stretch out my hand, his power, upon the Pelishti, and I will cut off the Kerethi, that's 3774, those were the Kerethims, possibly the Cretans, as Crete was the original home of the Philistines. And 3774 is used as another name for them. So the Kerethi are also the Philistines. And destroy the rest of the seacoast. Verse 17. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I put my vengeance on them. Ooh. That ends chapter 25. Now let's get into the proclamation against Zoar in chapter 26 here. And verse 1 of chapter 26 through 28, 19, goes through a couple of chapters. You can reference Isaiah 23, verses 1 through 18. Joel chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. Amos chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. The book of Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. And Luke, also in the New Testament, chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. Now, Zoar was called Tyre in the English, but it's Zoar, T-S-O-R, in the Hebrew. And I always try to familiarize our people with the Hebrew of the Old Testament because it was our original language. It's not the language of the Jews. Then remember that they are imposters. They're trying to copy us. They have tried to steal all our birthright. Well, we have a new language, as was promised. We've got English. We've got a new name. We're called Anglo-Saxons. We have new national names. We've got Germany, and we've got Sweden and France, and Great Britain and Wales and Scotland and Ireland and Austria and the United States and Poland. And I mean, we're scattered all over the place. We're in dispersion. So we need to familiarize ourselves with our history. We don't currently speak Hebrew. Okay, I understand that, but you really need to understand a lot of these words because of the tampering that has been done to the Bible by people with an agenda. I am reading you the straight stuff as it says in the Hebrew that we have that's available. And I'm correcting all the deliberate tampering. Wherever I can find it, wherever they've taken the name of Yahweh out, I've put it back in. He's not Adonai. He's Yahweh. So let's get into chapter 26, verse 1. It came to pass in the 11th year, on the first of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 2, son of Adam, because Zoar, 6865, they call that Tyre, it's not, it's Zoar, T-S-O-R, has said against Jerusalem, aha, broken are the gates of the people, it is turned around to me, I shall be filled now that she is laid waste. Mm-hmm. That's the famous city of the Phoenicians. and it was a rival in commerce with Jerusalem, speaking of Zoar. They were economic rivals. And when they say, I'll be filled now that she is laid waste, that's 4390. That's speaking of a commercial advantage over a rival city. It's all about the money. Follow the money. Verse 3, therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O Zoar, and will cause many nations to come against you as the waves, 1530, of the sea come, bequeathing nations to waves that smash against them. Verse 4, they shall destroy the walk of Zoar, and tear down, 2040, her towers. 4026, I will scrape clean, 5500, her dust from her, and make her like the bare top of a rock. That's just a big flat rock with nothing there. Verse 5, it shall become a place for the spreading out, 4894, of fish nets. 2764. In the middle of the sea. It was an island nation. Because I have spoken, declares the Lord Yahweh, and it shall become that which is plundered, 957, by the nations. Verse 6. And her daughters, 1323, those are towns, which are in the field, that's out in the countryside, 7704, shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 7, because thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will bring upon Zoar Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, a king of kings, from the north, 6828, with horses and chariots, with horsemen and assemblies of many peoples. He was using Nebuchadnezzar to basically devastate all these nations, including Israel. King of Babel. Later on, he'd destroy Babel, but he was using him as a tool. I posted in one of the chat rooms today that he's using Trump as a tool. Trump may not be a righteous man, but he's a useful tool. Yahweh's making changes. The end is coming closer. Praise Yahweh. May the Messiah come soon. Verse 8, he shall slay with the sword your daughters in the field, and he shall make a siege work against you and pour out a siege mount against you and lift up a large shield against you. Verse 9, and he shall set blows, 4239, of battering rams against your walls. And with his swords he shall pull down, 5422, your towers. Verse 10, from the abundance, 8229, of his horses, their dust, 80, shall cover you. Your walls shall tremble, 7493, from the noise of the horsemen and the wheels of the chariots when he enters your gates, as those entering, 3996, a city that has been breached, 1234. Verse 11, with the hooves, 6541, of his horses, he shall trample, 7429, all your streets. He shall slay your people by the sword, and your mighty, 5797, pillars, 4676, shall go down to the ground. These were pillars used for pagan worship. Verse 12. And they shall plunder 7997, Your Wealth, 2428, and take as spoil, 962, Your Merchandise, 7404, and they shall break down, 2040, your walls, and pull down your desirable, 2532, houses. And they shall put your stones and your timber and your dust in the midst of the water. Verse 13. And you can reference Revelations 18, verse 22. And I will put an end, pardon me, I have to cough. Oh, it gets away from me. Sorry about that. And I will put an end to, 7673, the sound, 1995, of your noisy songs, 7892, that's as drunken revelry, and the sound of your lyres, L-Y-R-E-S, 3658, that's as merriment, shall no more be heard. And here, this is a repeat, 14. And I will make you like the bare top of a rock. You shall become a place to spread out fish nets. You shall be rebuilt, 1129, no more. Because I, Yahweh, have spoken, declares the Lord Yahweh. Verse 15. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to Sore, shall not the sea coast tremble from the sound of your overthrow? 4658. When the fatally wounded, 2491, groan, 602. When the slaughter is slain in the midst of you? Verse 16 through 18, you can reference Revelations, chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. Verse 16. All the rulers of the sea shall descend from upon their thrones and remove their robes, 4598, and put off, 6584, their embroidered, 7553, garments. They shall clothe themselves with tremblings, 2731. They shall sit upon the ground and tremble, 2729, at every moment, 7281, and be appalled at you, 8074. In other words, the destruction of this mighty city is going to scare the pants off the rest of them. Verse 17, and they shall lift up a dirge, 7015, over you, and say to you, how are you perished? And that's six, number six in your concordance. Who was inhabited from the sea, O renowned city, which was mighty in the sea, which put terror, 2851, on all its inhabitants. In other words, they were the biggest and baddest of the nations over there. And they scared everybody else. They were very careful. Now they're destroyed. So, verse 18. Now shall the seacoast tremble in the day of your overthrow. Yea, the seacoast of the sea shall be dismayed, 926, at your departure, 3318. Verse 19, because thus says the Lord Yahweh, when I make you a desolate, 2717, city, as cities that are not inhabited, when I lift up the deep sea, 8415, upon you, and mighty waters cover you. Verse 20, I shall bring you down with those that go down into the pit, 953, that's the grave, with the people of old, 5769, and put you in the lowest part, 8482, of the land, in ruined places, 2723, of old, with those that go down into the pit, so that you are not inhabited or given glory, 6643 in the land of the living. They will only be a memory. They're not gonna be remembered as a great big city. They're gonna be remembered as a destroyed city. Verse 21, you can reference verse 21 in Revelations chapter 18, verse 21. I will make you a calamity, 109.1, and you shall be naught, that means nothing, 369. Though they seek you, 1245, you shall not ever be found again, declares the Lord Yahweh. There's not a lot that needs explanation in that. Now, I can see quite clearly where I'm at here with a long chapter 27. It is a funeral dirge for Zor. It continues on into chapter 27. But chapter 27 is a long chapter. There are 36 verses in it and a lot of explanation that needs to be done during the chapter. So I'm not going to try to get that today. It just isn't going to work. I will take that up tomorrow on Tuesday on another Sabbath. Remember, this is a double Sabbath. The bringing in of the new Hebrew year. So, good Shabbat to you, I will say that. I can expound a little bit here. Yahweh has a habit of taking these proud cities and proud nations and destroying them. He's not real merciful on that. What we have here today is the gradual destruction, as we see it, of the United States of America. It started out as a righteous Christian nation. We had our British common law. And it was a righteous law. Look at what has happened to Britain. With all these bloody wogs moving in to Britain, their great traditions and laws have become corrupted, and they're not even using the common law. They have removed Christianity from the schools. They have mixed our races up, and they are doing the same thing in Britain, the same thing in Germany, the same thing in Sweden and in France, and just all over. We see the anger of the white men raising up. Israel is getting ready to do battle. And Yahweh is bringing the gradual crumbling and downfall of the Babylonian system, which we have been under the oppression of by those that worship the god Halel, or whatever they want to call him, and use the Babylonian Talmud, which is satanic. The pretenders that pretend to be Israel but are not, as it says in the book of Revelation, those that say they are of Yahuda but are not, but do lie, but they are the synagogue of Satan, the assembly, the kahal, the gathering of Satan. the congregation of Satan. They try to make it look like it's a religion, but it is not. It is a political system. It is a method of conquering through financial squeezings and stranglings. Today, if you buy property, you don't really own it. You get a warranty deed. The state owns it. You have to pay taxes on it. Buy a car, you don't really own it. You have a certificate of title. And you have to pay taxes on it. License it to put it on the road when you have freedom of travel. Under the righteous law, you have to have a license in order to travel. And a license means you're engaging in commerce. And if you're not engaging in commerce, it's not a commercial vehicle and doesn't need to be licensed. But try going anywhere without it. They'll lock you up. And you'll fight and you'll fight and you'll fight. Sometimes you may win. Most of the times you will lose. You will be fined. You will be jailed. You will have a criminal record. Because they use brute force. They have a big gang of thugs with guns and badges that enforce these illegal color of laws. They make you believe through their propaganda that they're real laws when they are not. But it doesn't make any difference whether they are or not, because the result is the same. They're going to enforce them on you by brute force. We have to occupy until Yeshua Messiah returns, whereupon all of this will be shattered and burned, and we will have righteous laws. With mankind's government, we will never have righteous laws, because men are inherently not righteous, and those that seek after power today are the worst of the worst. They are part of the problem, not the solution. So we have to grit our teeth. We cannot be presumptuous and go against them en masse, because they will kill us, because we are not under the command of Yeshua and do not have the current protection of Yahweh, which we will have when divine intervention is imposed on this worldly system that we have today. So we must be smart and cautious and think before we act. That does not preclude self-defense. Nowhere in the scripture does it say that self-defense is unscriptural. If your life is threatened, you have the right and the duty indeed to defend yourself. So I am not a warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely pacifist. I did prison time because I'm not a pacifist. I don't bully very well. And I used deadly force to defend myself. And I went to prison anyway, even though the state in which I live says I was right and declined to prosecute me. The federal government put me in prison with a 15-year sentence for self-defense. Well, that's not right. You're absolutely correct. That's not right. But right has nothing to do with it when you're dealing with the children of the devil. They're not going to do right. They're going to do what their father wants them to do. The father of lies, who was a murderer from the beginning. They think nothing of taking our lives. And their minions will get away with it, because they also control the court systems. Well, what can we do? We can keep a low profile and stick to our faith observe the feasts and the Fast of Atonement, obey Yahweh's food laws, be as kind to others as you can, take care of your wife and children, and act in a righteous manner in an unrighteous world. We understand that the prince and power of the air is in control right now, and he thinks he's riding high, but his children are watching their empire crumble, and they are going into total panic mode. They are censoring the internet left and right because they don't want the truth to get out, because the truth is like turning a light on in the kitchen in a tenement building and watching the cockroaches scatter. And these human cockroaches are scattering because the light of day is being shed upon them by the truther sites. And there are a number of them. There are not all religious sites. Most of them are secular. Eurofolk Radio is a Christian identity website. It's a Christian identity station, internet radio, and predominantly is preaching and teaching the word. We have other shows on, and sometimes they have some commentary on there that we don't necessarily agree with, but finding qualified talk show hosts that really know scripture is very difficult these days. So we do the best we can, and we want to appeal to a wider audience. So we have shows about medicine and survival and the law, the Constitution. That's what Eli talks about on Saturday mornings. And you're not going to find a better a scriptural preacher than Eli. David James gives you the news with a scriptural perspective. You're not going to find a preacher like David around every street corner. Would that we could. We've got Pastor Visser. You know, on and on. Greg Howard. Ken Gregg. What are we going to do? I mean, we're searching high and low, and it's very hard. We're doing the very, very best we can. And it's all on a volunteer basis. That's why we're trying to promote these calendars, so we get a little bit of money in to operate EFR. It's very hard when it's out of our pocket. So we have a number of faithful listeners, and the list is increasing. We've got spots on YouTube and TalkShoe. We bring other shows in from other truther sites and promote them when they're being beneficial. We want to promote the truth, and primarily the scriptural truth, which covers everything. So, if you get frustrated upon occasion, cut us some slack. It's very hard on a volunteer basis, on our own dime, to put something this complicated together and make it work. Well, I'm just about out of time here, brothers and sisters. I will be back tomorrow on Tuesday, starting with chapter 27. And I say good Shabbat to you. And it'll be also a second Shabbat tomorrow as the first of the year. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus.